Star Connor for Radio 1 Charlotte. I have on the line with me co-founder of the International Black Film Festival of Nashville, Ms. Ingrid Brown. They are hosting tonight's movie premiere of The Best Man Holiday. I know the film festival was established in 2006, so how did that come about?
Yes, it was established in 2006, and actually the founder is Ms. Hazel Joyner-Smith, who is also my mother. So it's been a vision of hers, and she brought myself and my other sister in, who's also a co-founder. So it's a family affair. My mother and my two other sisters, Micah Gaines and Ivy Brown, and we've come in to help fulfill her vision. She started out doing a film series as a part of Fisk University Spring Arts Festival. Well, one year she did it, and there was such a response from the community. This university's main agenda is, of course, academia, and it just couldn't hold all of the things that a film festival needs. So in 2006, we went out and we erected the International Black Film Festival of Nashville, and it's been really great since then.
So how did you guys establish this collaboration with the Best Man Holiday director, Malcolm E. Lee?
Yes, Malcolm Lee. And that's a really, really interesting story. Nashville is not considered to be a primary market. It's a secondary market. So a lot of the films that may hit Charlotte, that hit the major markets, New York, L.A., Chicago, D.C., they will not come here. And so when we're doing the film festival, we have a lot of convincing to do. So we have to say, well, you know, Nashville, of course, is known for country music. The masses outside of Nashville don't believe that there's an African-American presence here because country music is such the thing here, and it's awesome. So when we go to try to procure films, they're like, well, Nashville, I don't know if they have the demographic that we're looking for. We don't know if it'll test well in that market. So we have to begin talking about the demographics of Nashville, that we have a very significant African-American community here in this state, and that we have tested very well with the African-American community, and there's an energetic and energized audience for films like this. So reached out to Universal Pictures and said, look, we want to get this film. We want to put our bid in. And all the film festivals were bidding for this film at this point in time. And probably in May, we put our bid in May and kept providing them with proposals and information about why Nashville could hold a movie like this, why we should be considered. So there was a lot of convincing and selling, and it took a long time. And so just maybe a week or so out, a couple of weeks out, Universal says, we're going to give you guys a chance for this movie. We're going to be watching, but we're going to give you guys a chance.
So what can people expect at a premiere? I know usually, you know, at movie premieres, you know, you see the red carpets and the interviews of the, you know, the cast members and stuff like that. What can people expect at your festival tonight?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to get the cast this year because the major press junket for the film is going on while we're screening. So we lost out because of it was bad timing. We lost out on being able to procure some of the actors and even director because of the major press junket for the film. But we're still putting all the fanfare behind. First of all, it is a coup to have the Best Man Holiday because there's a cult following behind this film and the previous film. So we put the word out there and people just, you know, grabbed hold to it and just took it away, and they're excited. There's almost pandemonium about us having a screening of the film before it hits theater. So that's the first thing that's so awesome about it. And the second thing is we're doing the red carpet, and we're doing a party afterwards that is themed based off of the movie called The Best Holiday Party. So we're doing a Christmas theme to really tie into what the movie's all about. So we're creating an entire affair around this event. And of course, our local celebrities and high-profile and dignitaries. Everyone is weighing in and attending this event.
I know you guys are in part with the Film House, Comcast, TV One, our sister, Bravo TV, the Tennessee Film, and more. What are some things you guys collaborate with those things, I guess those companies, and bring to the table?
Okay, well, yeah, we do. And that's one of the keys about making this film festival successful is partnership, partnering with people that need or have initiatives that they need to connect with communities on. And what we try to do with the International Black Film Festival is we really try to infuse ourselves into the community. So we collaborate with all of the colleges and universities here. We collaborate with social organizations so that when a TV One comes to us and says, we have this asset, we have this movie or this TV show that we want to film, we've already built those relationships with the community to say to them, oh, bring it here. We have an audience for you. Let's build a whole event around it, and let's make this, make it an opportunity for us to showcase your products, and then we're bringing something new to the community, because by and large, film projects or major TV projects are just not seen within the African American community here in Tennessee. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us to reach out to these major networks and say, bring your products here. Bravo is premiering the new episode of, it's a new reality show, Thicker Than Water, that stars the Tankard family, Ben and Jill Tankard, and they are a family that lives here in Tennessee. They'll be aired right after Real Housewives of Atlanta. So that's huge. So all of that traffic and all of that attention off of Real Housewives of Atlanta will be driven right to Thicker Than Water and the Tankard family, which lives here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we'll make sure, and so we're doing the premiere here, and Bravo reached out to us and said, it makes sense for us to be a part of your event, because you're an established film festival, you've got the audience and the outreach, so we want to make this a real affair and bring Thicker Than Water. So TV One will be here, CC Peniston will be here, Bravo will be premiering Thicker Than Water. And then, of course, we'll have Arrested Development, Investment, Holiday. So we've got a full schedule, and people are really excited.
Well, I'm greatly excited for you guys, because, like you said, a lot of premieres aren't in Nashville, and as an African American, I guess, film festival and things like that. I'm just looking at that bigger aspect, because, you guys have like dance and different things that I see that I've read over, your information that you guys like offer, like your showcasing and stuff like that. So I think that is like wonderful news to have a great premiere like this in Nashville.
Oh, it's big. Right. It's big. And one of the things that's really, really important is that conveying the message of how big this is, because everybody goes, all of us go to the movies. And sometimes when you don't know what you're missing, you don't know what you're missing. So people are like, oh my gosh, wow. Okay, we've never had a premiere of this magnitude here. And so what this does is that Universal is sending a representative down to see how it happens. So, okay, Nashville now can play in the game because they have what we're looking for. So we've been working to get the word out, come support. This is important for all of your fellow filmmakers and people that are in the industry. This will create opportunity. It ties itself to economic and community development. So this is a big deal. It's not just about showing the film and seeing all of the sexy guys and Best Man Holiday. It's much, much more than that.
Right. Well, we talked about earlier you being a native of North Carolina, and I wanted to make this kind of relate to North Carolina. So will you guys be bringing anything to North Carolina?
Yes, I am. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. Went to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and A&T for graduate school.
All right, Aggie Pride, because I'm an Aggie.
Aggie Pride, what's up?
Right.
Well, that's what we've been actually talking about, that is really branching out and almost becoming a quote-unquote traveling festival. I think it would make sense. And we're looking, once we get past this and we've tested how we bring, how we work with these major studios and bring in these films, we have absolutely thought about coming to North Carolina to test the market and see how things go. We think there's an audience. We think people will enjoy it. And especially with all the HBCUs and the and the colleges and universities there. So I think there's an absolute opportunity, and it's absolutely on our radar.
So if you're in Nashville tonight, go by the International Black Film Festival of Nashville and enjoy the premiere of The Best Man Holiday.